The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. Let me settle in. Had to just get myself a nice holiday beverage there, so I'm ready to go. Welcome to Fantasy Overtime for Tuesday, the 21st of December. Another day, another postponed game. Does seem to be some resolution coming, though, with the way that they're enforcing teams to pick up players. So hopefully postponements will be limited. I think we're still going to get a couple for the next few days while all these ring-ins clear protocols and are okay to join the teams. But I think in the long run, it will work out. So that's a good thing. Before I get into the games, I just thought something I thought about, and I've noticed it in a few of my leagues, so it's got to be happening in other leagues, is just keep an eye out for people that are panic dropping at the moment. This week, next week, they're going to be rough. You might have to take a loss, potentially where you wouldn't have had to otherwise if you were healthy, but that doesn't mean you go and drop players to try and salvage maybe one category or something like that. I've seen players, I've seen Norm Powell dropped, I've seen Jared Vanderbilt dropped. Who else? Players that are going into protocols, but who are clearly top 100 players. There's a lot of managers panicking. So I would, if it looks like you are going to lose this week because you've got players out, I would try and ride it out if you can. But just keep an eye on your waiver wire, because there could be a few names floating around that wouldn't be there normally. So you might actually be able to strengthen your team so that in 2 weeks, when everyone is back, hopefully, you're sort of built better moving forward, moving through the back end of the season. The Heat got over the Pacers pretty comfortable. Minutes were down here for the starters. For both teams, it was well out of the Pacers' reach early. For the Pacers, Sabonis, who is a name that someone has dropped in the chat, so I'll touch on him a bit later, but not a great game for him tonight. And look, I mean, none of the Pacers were overly impressive here. Chris Duarte was solid off the bench, but still only played 19 minutes. Brogdon did go down with his Achilles again, so that's something to keep an eye on. If he misses more time, which I would assume he will, Duarte probably comes back into the starting lineup here. So, yeah, if you've got him, we're holding. If he's available, I would probably just go and add him. We know he's not going to be a top 80 player or anything like that, but can have value in 12-team leagues. And O'Shea Brissett had a pretty good game, 14 and 5 with an assist, a steal and a block, a couple of threes. Just a name to watch. Maybe you go and just add him in deeper leagues and just see how things go here. The Pacers, I mean, they haven't been great this season, and so there could come a time, especially if they do trade people away, where he starts getting minutes. So someone to watch. For the Heat, Tyler Herro was back, only played 21 minutes, but this was a blowout. Had 26 points. He's clearly a must-roster player. He shouldn't have been dropped anywhere anyway. Duncan Robinson had his best game in quite a while. 6 three-pointers, ended with 26 points, but did nothing else. He's just a three-point streamer, much like Max Strus at the moment, who remains a streaming option. Gabe Vincent was decent. I think with Hero back, his minutes and Max Strus, his minutes could reduce slightly. But given the play of those two compared to the recent play, other than today, of Duncan Robinson, perhaps it's Duncan Robinson that takes a hit here. So, I mean, I wouldn't be, I'm not sort of preempting anything, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if it's Robinson that takes a bit of a hit and they start giving more minutes to Max Strus and Gabe Vincent on a bit more of a regular basis. So keep an eye on that. And Omer Yurtseven, another strong game tonight. 13 boards, 2 blocks, 2 steals, 8 points. Deadman is starting, and I don't think that's changing. And this was a blowout, as we saw, so the minutes were up a bit. But, I mean, I would love to see Yurtseven playing more minutes than Deadman, or at least hitting 20 minutes a night. And I think if he does, he's a little bit sort of Isaiah Hartenstein-y. He could actually have some back-end 12-team value if you're just looking at rebounds and blocks. So, yeah, something to keep an eye on there. He impressed me in Summer League, and he's getting a nice chance now. The Knicks got over the Pistons, probably not as easy as it should have been. For the Pistons, Isaiah Stewart, 9 and 11, with a steal and a block in 31 minutes. This is probably about where he'll be, sort of a back-end double-double threat with some defensive stats. You'd like him to shoot a little bit more efficiently than 3 of 9, but this is about what we should expect, I think, something like this, which does make him a 12-team option. Sadiq Bey, after his recent hot stretch, had 15 points here, but 5 of 19 shooting is terrible, 3 of 13. So, I mean, we saw this coming. He's probably still a hold because he's playing well over 30 minutes a night, but I don't think he's going to be the player he was over the last week. Hamidou Diallo, playing big minutes, only had 10 points, but 6 rebounds, 5 steals. He's probably worth a hold as well. While Jeremy Grant's out, he seems to be the guy that they're giving the minutes to pretty consistently. With Killian Hayes out, Corey Joseph started, had 15 points on 6 of 8, which you're not going to get very often, but only 1 assist and 0 steals. So I guess it balances out there, but if you did pick him up, you were probably hoping for some more in terms of assists and steals. Saben Lee had another good game. 16 points, 3 assists, 2 steals and a block. I'd much rather him over Corey Joseph if Killian Hayes is going to miss time. And Frank Jackson only had 3 points, but can be a back-end streaming option just for threes. For the Knicks, Alec Burks, pretty average again, but, I mean, we're still holding him just with the playing time that he's getting at the moment. Evan Fournier, another strong game. Hopefully he's been added everywhere. Who knows where this goes once they get their players back. For now, he needs to be rostered. As does Kemba Walker, who had 21 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists and a steal in his 40 minutes. He could very well be out of the rotation in a week, but I think where we sit right now, he needs to be rostered. Mitchell Robinson, probably his best game for the year, 17 and 14 with 3 blocks. He looks to be rounding into form. I know the minutes are probably sort of locked in here for both he and Noel in terms of splitting those minutes, so they're going to be playing around 24 each per night, but Robinson has certainly been more impressive over the last week. I'm probably adding him in most leagues. I just think he has a bit more upside in terms of the other stats outside of defensive numbers, so I would go with him over Noel there. And then look, a few of those fringe guys that came in, they didn't really do much, so not much to look at there. The third game, the Pelicans got over the Blazers. Here, this was pretty close, but the final quarter was a bit of a blowout, which we'll talk about the Pels in a minute. But for the Blazers, Damian Lillard was questionable, but played 40 minutes and had 39 points. So hopefully he's fine with his injuries.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Norm Powell, another strong game. This is fine. This is what you expect from him. Larry Nance, probably his best game as a starter. Only 28 minutes, so I think that's what we're looking at from him, around 28 minutes per night. But 10.6 rebounds, 4 steals, 2 assists on 80% shooting. So exactly what you want from him. Covington, another decent game, not as good as he has been, but still had 5 rebounds, 2 steals and a block to go with 7 points. So both of those guys probably should be rostered at the moment. And Anthony Simons, a bit of a stinker here, 2 points on 1 of 9 shooting. He has streaming value, but if you want to move on from him, that's completely fine as well. For the Pels, as I said, the last quarter, Nikhil Alexander-Walker took over, had 18 points in the last quarter, actually went on a 10-0 run himself, I think it was. So 27 points, not much else, 4 assists, 3 rebounds. So, look, if you want to add him, it's not the worst idea, but he could then be someone who needs to be dropped sort of within a week. Both he and Devontae Graham are just back-end 12-team guys. Graham had 10 points, 5 assists in his 28 minutes. Josh Hart, another really strong game, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals and a block. Obviously a must-roster player. Herb Jones had a block, so he did have a defensive stat again, but he's really just a streamer, nothing more at this stage. Not much else there for the Pels. Fourth game of the night, the Mavs got over the Wolves. Both teams were pretty shorthanded. For the Timberwolves, they were without Jared Vanderbilt, Pat Beverley, and Anthony Edwards. So we had Jaden McDaniels in the starting lineup, played 39 minutes, 11-8, 3 assists, 2 steals. Probably needs to be added at least until we start getting these guys back. But I think the Wolves do only have one more game this week, so just keep that in mind. There, Beasley had 22 points. He needs to be added at the moment if you need points. Another strong game from Towns. D'Angelo Russell shot poorly, 4 of 18 from the field, but ended with 14 and 12. Those 12 assists are pretty valuable, so salvages his night a little bit. And then beyond him, Jalen Noel is probably the only other name that we're looking at there as a potential points streamer on the nights that they play. For the Mavs, another strong game for Dorian Finney-Smith, 19 and 6 with 5 assists and 2 steals. I mean, he's must roster anyway, but he gets a huge boost now with Porzingis and Doncic out. Doncic could be back on Thursday, from what we're hearing. So that puts a little bit of a cap on his value, but he's still a pretty clear must roster player. Sterling Brown had 12 points, 11 rebounds. I'm not buying this. I wouldn't be going and adding him anywhere. Jalen Brunson, really strong game. We know what he does when Doncic is out. But again, he's must roster even when Doncic is playing. So, and probably the other guy here that is worth talking about, maybe two guys, but one in particular. Theo Pinson, I'll start with him. He was pretty good in his 22 minutes, only just signed yesterday. I'm probably not adding him. Deeper leagues, maybe, but I think with Doncic back, yeah, it's hard to see him getting this amount of playing time again. But Marquise Chris was interesting. So 6 points, 8 rebounds, and a block in 16 minutes. But actually, well, he wasn't on the last 30 seconds, but pretty much closed the game and brought some really nice energy off the bench. Willie Cauley-Stein is still away from the team. Boban, we know he can't play minutes. Moses Brown only played 3 minutes. Dwight Powell was okay in this one, but it's not like he's a sort of a superstar and they need to be giving him minutes. So I'm not saying go and add Marquise Chris, but we saw before he was injured last, I lose track of time, whenever it was he was playing last for the Warriors, I think it was, he was putting up 12-team production. So if he can get minutes with Porzingis out, with Kleber out, he might just be a guy to watch, and he could have some value. And, I mean, I would probably have him over a couple of these guys in terms of a permanent roster, permanent member of the team. So we'll see if anything comes of this. And then the last game of the night, which I'm switching on to, which is still going, the Suns are up by 20 over the Lakers, only 2 minutes to go, so should be a pretty comfortable victory for them. And I mean, their normal guys are doing their normal things. Devin Booker, he's looking fine since returning from his injury. 32 minutes, 24 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, so he's just fine. Campaign, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Shot terribly, so if he'd shot 40%, 45%, this would look a lot better. I think he probably still has some back-end value just for his assists and steals value. So I'm probably holding him. Cam Johnson had 11 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals. Much like Payne, I think he can have some back-end value and he's probably worth holding, especially with all the streaming and stuff that's going on at the moment. You sort of want to hang on to your players that are healthy. JaVale McGee, 10 points, 10 rebounds, and a block in his 16 minutes. That's exactly what you want from him. For the Lakers, LeBron James was clearly their best player here. 34 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. I caught some of this game. His ankle doesn't look right. I don't know if this is going to cost him time moving forward. He played through it here, but keep an eye on the injury report just to see if anything does come out over the next 24 hours in relation to that. Talen Horton-Tucker was back and was terrible. 3 points on 1 of 13 shooting. He'll be better than this and probably is worth rostering. Probably not a must roster, but looks fine on a 12-team squad. Trevor Ariza, 12 points in 21 minutes. Can have some defensive streaming value while they're down on troops, but nothing more than that. And Isaiah Thomas, after his 19-point outburst in the first game, he had 3 points on 1 of 11 shooting. So this is why we sort of weren't telling everyone to rush out and grab him. Stream him in on low-volume days if you want, just in case he gets hot. Much the same for Carmelo Anthony. I'd still go with Carmelo over Isaiah Thomas, but neither are sort of a must add. Dwight Howard didn't even play in this one, which is interesting given how short they are. DeAndre Jordan started, but only played 15 minutes. So I don't think either of those guys are worth picking up. In a normal sort of situation anyway, I guess you look at the matchup, and if it's a favourable one, maybe you do. But, I mean, in this game, this probably was a favourable matchup. If you look at they're up against DeAndre Ayton and JaVale McGee, two bigger centres. If they're not going to get minutes in this game, then there's not a lot of hope there. So if I go into the questions, I know we had Sabonis. So I'll just touch on Sabonis quickly. So where are we? So he's top 40 player for the year. And I know he has been a bit up and down. We've seen some really good games where he gets those assist numbers up. With Brogdon out, I mean, that helps him a little bit in terms of assist numbers. Over the last 2 weeks, he's top 50, 160 over the last week. So that sort of highlights just how up and down he has been this season. Yeah, look, in terms of projection where I see him finishing, he's probably around where he is now. He's probably a top 30-ish sort of player. So if you did want to try and move off of him, I wouldn't be doing it after this game, because I doubt you'll get a top 30 player, because his last two or three games, I think, have been not great. Just having a look. Yeah, so his last three games haven't been terrific. So I would wait for two sort of strong performances before considering moving him, because you'd probably want to be getting a top 30 player back in return for him. And what have we got? Block stream for tomorrow. Dwight Okongwu, Looney, or Yurtseven? Well, I mean, Yurtseven would be my answer in terms of upside, I suppose. Dwight Howard didn't even play tonight, so hard to sort of recommend him. Okongwu's the interesting one there, I suppose, with Capella out. I don't think they push him. I don't think he's going to come in and play 30 minutes or anything like that. I think Gorgui Dieng will come in, and they may even opt to start John Collins at centre. I think there's a little bit of unpredictability there. I'm just going to have a look at the matchups and see who they actually play. So the Hawks play the Magic. Magic are without Mo Bamba. And Wendell Carter is questionable, I think. So it will be Robin Lopez starting. If that's the case, I would think they'll start Gorgui Dieng to match up with him rather than Okongwu. Who do the Heat play? Oh, the Heat don't even play tomorrow. So, yeah, I mean, for tomorrow, I guess it's going to be Okongwu, because that's who's playing tomorrow. But for the rest of the week, I like Yurtseven. I think he can do more in fewer minutes. But I would go with Okongwu or Yurtseven. I think, let's just have a look at how many games they each play. So the Hawks play tomorrow. So the Hawks do have a back-to-back. Okongwu could potentially be rested if they're looking at the back-to-back there, although with Capella out, they're probably less likely to rest him. The Heat have the Pistons. Look, that could be a big win, which could mean that Yurtseven could get 20 minutes in that game. And the Heat also play... Scroll across. Also play the Magic. So that could be, in theory, a win for them as well. I would say Okongwu or Yurtseven there for me. I think it's hard to know exactly with these, but they'd be the two that I would be targeting. And I think that will do it for tonight's show. Tomorrow I'll be back. Tomorrow I'm not sure. I will be on. I've got to take my son to get some surgery in the afternoon, so I don't know what time I'll be back or how long he'll be in there, but I might be able to do it from the hospital. That'll be interesting. So it will happen. I just don't know what time tomorrow. All right, that'll do us. Thanks for listening, everybody. I will talk to you. Oh, no, hang on. We've got one more question that's just come in. Okay, punting points and playing Noel, holding Hartenstein, current COVID issues anyway. Yeah, look, punting points, holding Hartenstein. In a roto, nine cap, right? Yeah, if you have a games cap in a roto, streaming isn't as important. It does depend how many players you've got out, obviously. Although, just remember, have a look at the players you've got out and if their games have been postponed or if they've actually missed games, because that makes a difference with a games cap, of course. But yeah, if you've got four bench spots in a roto league and you've only got three or four in the protocols, then you're probably better off just shifting the guys that are out to the bench and moving in your bench players. Hartenstein, I like him. I'd be trying to hold him. I am trying to hold him in a head-to-head league. Noel, look, punting points, I guess, gives him a bit of a boost, but I'm not that high on Noel. So if I had to, I mean, out of those two, Hartenstein would be the guy I would be holding. If you do want to stream one spot, I'd be okay with moving on from Noel. But trying to hold Hartenstein, I mean, we saw yesterday, Barker played 21 minutes, but he was useless. So I think once Hartenstein's back, they'll want to get him back in the rotation pretty quickly. So yeah, look, in a roto league, there is a bit more, probably a longer leash there in terms of holding onto these guys. Because you do have a games cap, you can shuffle players in and out to fill those games. And it just depends who's on your waiver wire as well. But I wouldn't just be dropping players because they're out for 10 days, unless you can pick up someone who is pretty clearly going to be a better option long-term. As I said earlier on in the show, there are people making a lot of panic drops at the moment. So, keep an eye on your waiver wire because you might see someone dropped who wouldn't normally be dropped and might be worth picking up. And before we do end this, just if you weren't aware, I mean, we have been promoting it, but we put together a list of all the COVID, all the players that are in the protocols at the moment, as well as the dates that they went into the protocols. And then listed under those are all the players that you could consider streaming. So if you just go to the Sports Ethos website, you will see that, or jump on Twitter. I think Dan's been tweeting about it and I've retweeted it a couple of times. So just if you're looking for an overview of all the players that aren't available or that are ruled out, and some streaming options, jump in there and have a look. So that will do it for tonight. As I said, it will be tomorrow. I just don't know what time. So I will put that in the chat at some point tomorrow. All right, thanks, guys. I'll catch you later. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save.